Hi, Brad.
Hi, Ryan.
Good day to you, sir.
Well, good day to you too, by golly.
Thanks. Hey, I'm calling you about what Jesus is teaching me today, number 17.
Hey, that ought to be interesting.
It ought to be, yeah. It's a follow-up to 16, so and you actually tie the two together quite well, where you say that admitting that you don't know squat is step number one, and then you go on to step number two. But step number two is way down the bottom of the article. People have to go the long route to get to step two.
Well, I get them to read all my stuff.
Yeah, you actually got them to read a chapter from Fourth Dimension in there, too.
Oh, did I include a chapter out of the Fourth Dimension? I reached way back for that? Wow, okay.
You did, yeah. You did. You gave them chapter 17, and you kind of use it as a point to encourage people. It's a point you make frequently, and maybe we should talk about this. The point that I get from the chapter is that Jesus basically says, well, you know, why do you bother calling me God or Lord or whatever if you don't do what I say? And here's what I have to say. And then you list off what he says, and you frequently tie Jesus saying that to a lot of the points that you make about his words. You must feel quite strongly about it. Was there some sort of experiential thing that happened to you that came up, or what?
Well, yeah. As I began, you know, when I first stumbled across that verse was, maybe 30, 40 years ago. And what happened to me was, then maybe I better start testing some of the stuff he said. And as I did that, I found that, wow, as I sought guidance from Spirit, and as I saw what he said about what his words were, that they weren't his words, they were the words of what I choose to call our spirit parent. Some others don't particularly like that title, but and I don't care what title you use, but I'm going to say this just because I think it's appropriate at the moment, and that is that Jesus very clearly said that spirit is not male or female. And based on what he said in a metaphor, it's obvious that what he's saying is that what spirit is, though, it's a perfect composite of everything that's good about both male and female, without any of the ego crap that's generally attached to both. And some of our female audience doesn't like the thought of me saying ego is attached to both, but sorry, I believe that ego is a human condition, and it's those of us who are attached to these physical bodies are often into ego rather than spirit. So anyway, I don't know if I'm answering your question or not, but
well, you started to, and then you went off on the name, how you justify calling spirit parent rather than God in the he or she sense. So the track you were on and what we were talking about was how you frequently use Jesus saying, why do you call me Lord if you don't do what I say? Because you lean on a lot of, and the reason why this is important to me is you lean on a lot of what Jesus said to do in your articles. It seems that you're, even though you have a board of 12 or 10 advisors, you rely, 90% of the time on what Jesus says. So why is that so important to you? That's my question. Why is that?
Well, it's I think it's just a, frankly, it's a religious bias that, that comes from when I referred to myself as a Christian, and I called myself a Christian at the time when I stumbled across that passage in Luke where, you know, what's the point? Why are you calling me Lord if you don't do what I tell you to do? And it just, holy mackerel. And that's when I began to examine Christianity and seeing that organized, whether it's organized or disorganized or unorganized, Christianity is loaded with practices of what Jesus said not to do. And yeah, and you're right. I've gone so far as to tell people to email me, and I'll send them a list. And I did that one time, and I probably got 100 emails from people who wanted to know. And I don't know if they wanted it for reassurance they were on the right path or trying to challenge me because I would say such things. But yeah, several experiences, Ryan, happened to me to really bring that point home that what he said is quite important. And if, you know, what's the point if you're going to go call him? I don't care if you're a, you know, and I'm going to use these terms, a Muslim, because they, you know, as a religion, many of followers of Islam refer to Jesus as a great prophet. And Muhammad certainly thought of him that way. And
Hindus would refer to him as a god.
Oh, yeah. And or as a spokesman for God, or, you know, a great teacher. You know, that's a lot of people hung up in Judaism, whether, you know, one of the modern varieties and or one of the pseudo-Christian groups that insist on calling him Yeshua, and I guess they really get offended about my reference to him in the now as Jay, but as I say continually, hey, you know, he gave me permission to call him Jay, and if you don't like it, take it up with him. You know, what's up to you? You know, you just...
Well, wait a second. Now I'm going to bite on it. I've been quite silent. I haven't bitten on much of what you said so far, but how can I take it up with him? I mean, you've admitted in other your articles that this group is in, it starts off in the imagination of your mind. Well, if they start off in the imagination of my mind, what, you know, where does the J come from? That's in your mind, not in mine. So take
well,
it up
there
with
you
him.
Are. So don't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about it. So let's talk about your point.
He and me.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and he's calling all of us and any of us to have an intimate relationship, not just with him, but with the one in him who was doing all the speaking and performed all the miracles, which is Spirit Parent, or if you prefer, God, or the presence of God, or Holy Spirit, or the universe, or the beneficent intelligence, or whatever. You know,
right.
It's, you know, that's what just so much blows me away, you know. There's, you know, what are you saying these things for, you know? It's not I that said them. How long do you have to be with me? I didn't say these things. It was the Spirit in me. And then he turns right around and says, you can have the same experience, you know. And, again, it's those who call him any number of things are referencing what he said 2,000 years ago, and he's available to talk to you today. Yeah, it may start in your imagination, but my experience is it has gone a lot further than that, including the other 9 of the 10. So, and as I said, he's the one that brought them all on board. You know, and wow, well, yeah, how can I say anything else but it's in my imagination? Because I do image them with my mind, and then that brings a whole bunch of other stuff he said, you know, related to. That's one of the things he said about if you'll get a picture in your mind of what you keep on declaring as already done, then you'll have it. You know, that sounds like a modern, you know, one of these modern gurus in personal development. It's amazing how many things they say that are exactly what he said in the first place.
Maybe now, they're Christian just, too.
And, you know, and, well, that could be. I don't know.
It could be. So now let's just go come back to your article and the two, step number two that you've listed here is the two metaphors that Jesus gave to pound on the door until your friend gets out of bed and treat God, source, spirit, parent, or whatever exactly like that, just like your next-door neighbor, best friend, buddy, who you can just go pound on the door and knock until he gets out of bed. And then the second one is to...
Wait a minute. Before you go past that one, what's so important to me about that one is you wouldn't dare knock on anybody's door at, we'll say, 2 o'clock in the morning to go with that metaphor because it was in the middle of the night. You wouldn't dare knock on just anybody's door. There's two things that have to be. You've got to be, one, pretty desperate. Number two, you got to know that when you start banging on a door, it's not going to be at somebody that's going to shoot you. It's got to be a fairly good friend that you know that you can call on because you need something, and he's close enough to do it. Now go on to the second metaphor. Sorry about that.
No problem. The second metaphor is to treat spirit parent like an overindulgent daddy mommy who, as long as you keep asking and begging and pleading and demanding and hollering, he'll give you what you're looking for.
Yep.
Enough said, right?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I mean, but you'll never know unless you try it.
Which we both have. And so sometimes you don't.
Yeah, well, and what's the point of calling me Lord if you don't do what I tell you to do? That's one of the things he tells you to do. If you want more, and in context, if you want more of spirit to control your life, that's how you get it. You keep hollering like a child, saying, I want, mommy, I want. You know, irritating them, just expletive deleted out of everybody around you, but you get what you want, which is more of his spirit, which is not necessarily because he was, you know, not forthcoming with it, but because of all the crazy blocks and obstacles we have in our own mind that we need to get rid of. You know, and that's basically what he was saying. You know, if you declare, if you command, when you speak into God's realm and you demand it and you command it, you'll have whatever it is you demand if you keep on demanding until you get it. What's so difficult about that one? I don't see
well,
that
the difficulty is this, and it's the only thing that could challenge anybody is I want to be really 100% clear about what you said. What you're knocking and demanding for is more of spirit.
Yes.
Not some physical thing.
No, oh man, thank you, because that's an excellent correction. That's a key.
Well, it wasn't a correction. It was a specification. It's just a clarification because a lot of times in the past I have gotten trapped by
demanding crap.
Demanding and demanding for stuff that I wasn't supposed to be having, and I get it, and then I don't really like what I got.
Not for our better good.
What you're supposed to be demanding. Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much. Boy, I hope
that's
some clarity and excitement. Yeah, that's all that needs to be said.
Ready to carry on forever, as you noticed. I went off in every direction I could not think of, but just went off. And you, per usual, skillful as you are at reining me in, you did a nice job. Hey,
well,
thank you for the call.
Our conversation is somewhat like your article. It starts with a point, and it meanders all over, and then it comes back to the point.
I say, what can I say?
I love you, buddy. Thanks so much.
And listen, you, I'm a published author, and just because you're the publisher
okay,
doesn't detract from that fact. Show a little respect, right?
You got it.
Hey, I love you.
I'll show some. Love you, too.
See you next time.